Thanks, Cardiff. This is Peter. How may I help you?
This is Pete. This is Manuel with Liberty. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Manuel?
Not much. I'm just calling you back again. I haven't signed any paperwork with anybody.
Oh, okay. You got it taken care of. How?
They gave me, I got two people, but I always like to get three people.
Yeah, of course.
The dump truck is about 54,000, and he set it up as a lease to buy the end for $1.
Yeah, we have the same exact program.
Yeah, and then we do the first and the last payment.
Mm-hmm. We have the exact same program here, Manuel.
He set it up at, both of the other persons set it up at 60 months.
You want to set it up for 60 months?
That's what he set it up for.
He set it up for 60 months, and it's a lease with the option to buy out for $1.
Right.
We actually, that's pretty industry standard buyout program. We actually do have one that's exactly the same. If you do want to get the additional, I still have your application all here. If you do want to get the additional, the bank statements and the tax return in, we can match or beat that offer for sure.
Well, I mean, the reason I haven't done it is because my account is out of town. And I thought he was going to come back, you know, this Monday, and he never showed up. So, you know, I sent him an email to see, you know, how long was he going to be in, you know, because he said he was going to go for a week, and it's been already a week.
Oh, I got you. You don't have 2014's taxes on file from, like, last year?
Yeah, he's got it, you know, and I haven't received it, you know, so that's why I said, you know, well, you know, I had to go with one of these two people that I have now, and one of them is a credit union, and the other one is a bank from the trucking company, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. So it's a credit union and then the in-house financing from the trucking company?
Right. You can be the price, and that's all we do, you know.
No, 100%. You know what we'll do? How about give me the bank statements and the application, and we'll circle back and get the tax return whenever it comes in. And that way my underwriters can kind of start giving you a price on exactly how much it's going to be. Oh, and if you send me the quote from your the other financing offer you got, we'll just start matching that up, and we'll get it all processed. And that way the second the tax returns come in, it's done, and we'll finish that out.
Well, I mean, I thought you could just go with whatever you got, you know, so that way, you know.
Well, right now I only have the application, and I'm going to need your bank statements before I can send that to my underwriter. He can't really do anything with the application. But
I send no application with both of them at all. I just send them, you know, the application, and I said no bank statement, no nothing.
I know. We have to, on our end, we have to verify that, like, you have proper cash flow and you know, we're not just lending to, you know, as somebody who can't afford it. It's more just to make sure.
What I can do is I can send you the last statement that I have. That's the only one I have here in the office.
Do you online banking at all?
Yes.
You should be able to log on to your account and actually get your account statements for each month are on there in a PDF file, and you can actually just drag them onto your desktop, put them in a file, email them to me, and give me the. Did you get a quote from the other people for your lease offer, like on paper?
That's what they're working on, and you know, so they. I'm gonna make a decision. I want to get this project.
Of course, of course. If you send me the bank statements, and then I can talk to my underwriter about the offer that you got from them. We'll start to match it, but we're going to need that in writing. We're going to need the tax documents, really, for your business. We'll circle back and get those.
Well, let me see what I can do. I'll send it over to you, okay?
Yeah, if you can you can get four of them. That's the bare minimum. I just like to get six. It's just a little easier on our end. But if you could just your last four bank statements and then a copy of the offer you got from the other people. We'll move on from here. We can get this done by, you know, in a day or two here, Manny.
Well, I haven't got any offers from them, but the way I'm telling you is that they're working on it. And
well, exactly. I'll tell my underwriter that this is the deal you were. You don't have it in writing yet, but that's the deal. You know, you got a $54,000 with the option to buy out for $1 for 60 months, and I'll tell them that's what you want to. That's how you want to frame up your program, and we'll get you an exact offer by tomorrow if you get me the paperwork tonight.
Okay. Well, let me see how many I can send you. Okay.
All right, try and send me those bank statements, and I can have an offer for you by the end of today.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I mean, I'm sorry, tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Manny. You send them email or fax, whatever's easier.
Yeah. Okay, right. I'll do that.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.